the bookstore ghost. Mr. Brown liked three things: ghost books, cheese, and cats. "I will buy a bookstore," said Mr. Brown, and he did. He sold only ghost books. Then he said, "I need a friend. I'll get a cat." And he did. His cat was not like other cats. She did not like fish, but she loved cheese. Mr. Brown and his cat ate cheese for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They lived above the bookstore. Mice lived in their house too. One day, a woman came in to buy a book. She saw a mouse. "Eek!" she screamed. She ran out of the store. A man ran out too. "The Black Cat bookstore has mice," they said. "Nobody wants to come to the store." "This is your job," Mr. Brown told his cat. "You are the cat. You catch the mice." So the cat went to the mouse hole. The mice were scared. But the cat said, "I'm not like other cats. I like mice." And she did. The cat and the mice played together. Mr. Brown was not happy. "Those mice are scaring people away," he said. "If they don't come in to buy my books, I will have to close the store down. You have 3 days to catch the mice," he told his cat. "Tomorrow is day one." Mr. Brown says, "You are scaring the people away," the cat said to the mice. "But this is a ghost bookstore," said a mouse. "It should be scary." Then the cat said, "I have a plan." Day one came. Day one for the cat and day one of the plan. A boy was walking by the store. Crash! A book fell off a shelf. Thump! Another book fell on the floor. "Did you see that?" said the boy. He went into the store. Crash! Thump! More books fell. "The Black Cat bookstore has a real ghost," the boy said. Then his friends came into the store. Day two came. Day two for the cat and day two of the plan. The ghost was very busy. So was the store. Everyone wanted to see the ghost. The cat purred. Her plan was working. On day three, the store was busier than ever. At the end of the day, there was only one book left. "I will not have to close the store down after all," said Mr. Brown to his cat. "Tonight we'll celebrate. We'll have a cheese feast." "I like my ghost," said Mr. Brown. "But I still don't like those mice." "Have you caught them?" The cat purred. She rubbed against Mr. Brown's legs. Then she walked away. "Shall I follow you?" he asked. He followed her to a bookshelf. "May I see my ghost?" he said. The mice waited for him. They pushed the last book off the shelf. Crash! The mice looked at Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown looked at the mice. "I see," said Mr. Brown. "Do ghosts like cheese?" he asked the mice. Now they all live together. The store is always busy. And Mr. Brown liked four things: ghost books, cheese, his cat, and his ghost.